This weekend, female skiers and snowboarders were included in Aspen's X Games Big Air events for the first time. I went down to the bottom of Buttermilk Mountain to speak with the athletes about breaking a glass ceiling on the snow.
That's it. This is the Big Air contest. Real simple, one big jump opportunity for one big trick of the chin, and we are officially underway.
All right, back up top.
If you're watching a Big Air competition in person, you stand at the bottom of a steep, man-made landing area with your eyes glued to a spot right at the crest. The 35-degree pitch blocks a view of everything that's going on higher up the mountain, a sort of stage where the competitor waits for the okay for their turn, scooches down the run a little bit, gets themselves situated, and then bolts towards a 15-foot-tall launch ramp. They twist, flip, spin, cross their skis, and then pop into view for the spectators below, the only bright spot against the cold night sky.
Sheryl Moss, the goofy footer, setting up a backside spin, grabbing tail. Such a sick backside step and tail grab. There's a lot of different parts of the snowboard.
Men have been doing this in Aspen's X Games for almost a decade, but women have not been included in the sport or had the same opportunities to progress through high-level competition until this year. Many of the women who have been making a name for themselves in slope-style events are part of the introductory class of female big air competitors, including Sochi Olympic gold medalist Jamie Anderson.
So it's actually a really old event, but unfortunately this is like the beginning of women's big air. Like, there hasn't been a lot of love in that in the last 5 years. So I think it'll be really good to help push the sport.
16 women were part of the inaugural Aspen events, 8 skiers and 8 snowboarders, taking turns dropping into the course as many times as they can in 25 minutes. It's called a jam session. The one with the highest scores awarded from the judges wins, which means anything can happen up to the very last run. And in the snowboard big air event on Thursday, it did.
Yes! Oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, take off your hats and throw them on the ground.
She's on her final attempt with less than 10 seconds to go.
Showing just how new this sport is, 16-year-old Haley Langland came from last place to win the gold with a trick she had practiced one time.
I was trying to do a cab 9, and I went a little short on the jump, so I figured I would just go faster and spin a bit faster, and it just clicked and came around right to 10, and it was totally insane.
To translate, before Langland was able to master rotating herself through the air 2.5 times, she accidentally went 3, which means it's only now that women are competing in big air events that any of us, including the athletes, are learning what they are able to do. X Games Vice President Tim Reed said there was no specific reason the women's big air events were excluded from the program up until now, but as other high-profile competitions have included the event, he said the girls were more adamant about requesting it. The debut event this year was
amazing. I mean, you had new progressive tricks that were done by the women, you know, obviously both in ski and snowboard. I mean, so yeah, I thought it was amazing progression on both disciplines. So it was awesome.
California, make some noise for Jamie Anderson.
Not only was women's big air included in the X Games this year, it will also commence as an Olympic sport in 2018 in Korea. As X Games' most decorated slopestyle rider, Jamie Anderson, says, it's been a long time coming for the girls to get their shot at Big Air, but for her and the other females sending it this weekend, it's an honor to be the ones breaking the barrier.
Our mothers, when they were younger, they weren't really able to do as many sports because it just wasn't accepted. And it's so cool now that, like, we're a new, younger generation that is, like, getting equal rights and getting to compete with the guys and making equal money. So it's really cool to be a part of the movement.
Next generation indeed, the winner of the Ski Big Air Gold, Germany's Lisa Zimmermann, is 20. Silver medalist Kelly Sildaru of Estonia is 14. The girls and the sport are ready to come into their own. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.